When you're in the mood for great Italian food, you know it's time for Pasta Fair. When you want aroma just like Roma, now you know it's time for Pasta Fair. Special dishes so deliciously prepared, the freshest taste that you will find. For a taste of Italy, for all your friends and family, you know it's time for Pasta Fair.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. That is your truly on the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. And I've been the longest I've been away, 10 days from doing a podcast. Why do you ask? Well, I know I was pushing it 7 to 9 days between podcasts, but I was sick the last few days. I am better now here in the last 2 or 3 days. So I'm back. And the title for this podcast will be a timeline of the UFO shootdowns. That's right, everyone. I figured I would just break it down because you're not going to get anything from this administration or this president. And as of now, which is Wednesday, February 15th at almost 10 a.m. in the morning, we've heard not one peep out of our president. Where is our president calming the fears of most Americans? Not me, but I'm sure there's some people out there that are asking questions. My mom is 87. She wants to know what's going on. And people are seeing on TV that U.S. fighter pilots are shooting down objects. They're literally calling these objects in the sky, folks. I mean, here it is, 2022, and we are normalizing our military shooting down UFOs over civilian airspace. And it's coming out now on CNN even, and on Fox News, on every news outlet, that the pilots that shot down these aircraft are saying it's pretty much like nothing they've ever seen before. I'm going to give you a clip of what was said recently, just yesterday, on a news outlet. So here we go.
U.S. defense officials sent F-35 fighter jets up to try to figure out what this object was that was flying around near Alaska. Those pilots, we have learned, have given very conflicting accounts of what they actually experienced, with some pilots saying that the object interfered with the plane's sensors, other pilots saying that they didn't really experience that, other pilots saying that when they looked at the object, they could identify no identifiable propulsion system, and they did not know how it was actually staying in the air, cruising at that altitude of about 40,000 feet.
Bob, I mean, this is starting to sound like something out of the X-Files.
Well, Jim, the speed of those airplanes, F-35s, it's no wonder they all saw different things. It's a great mystery. I'm absolutely fascinated by this.
U.S. defense officials.
Okay, so did you hear that, people? Did you hear what she said? The F-16 pilots that got near this object, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, an alien spacecraft, says there's no notifiable propulsion. Like, you don't see no exhaust fumes, nothing. And this thing was flying at a tremendous amount of speed, so fast that we had it's being reported now over Lake Huron, this last shoot down, that one of the missiles, the Sidewinder missile, that literally never misses, folks. This is something else. These Sidewinder missiles are literally 99.9% accurate. And it took two of them to shoot down this object, of what they want to call it. So basically, the first missile and one of the rockets are $400,000. So one of them missed. You hear me now? It missed this object and fucking landed in the fucking lake. I'm just saying, what if it came through somebody's fucking through somebody's home? I mean, this is crazy. So anyway, I created the timeline of the UFOs that were shot down. So this way you're not getting bits and pieces of it. Okay? So I'm going with the So basically, it was a Chinese spy balloon that was shot down on February 4th. And then after that, three unidentified flying objects, which are UFOs, folks, have been shot down over North America. So I have a question. I'm in my 50s. Some of you listening to me have been here for decades. You're in your 30s, 40s, whatever. One question. When has something like this ever happened in the time that you've been alive? That's right. What's your answer to that? It's never happened before. And the government is keeping quiet on this. And I'm going to pat myself on the back again because nobody else is going to do it. And tell you the truth and tell you again to refer you to my Facebook group page. Actually, it's a page known. I'm sorry. It is a group. Ocala Conspiracy Forum on Facebook, where I've talked about this. And I told you that these UFOs, these aliens have been here. They've been here. A lot of people want to say they've been here since like the time of the 1947 Roswell crash in New Mexico, which we all know about, where the government, when this happened, they basically said they had a UFO captured. Then the very next day, within 24 hours, they said, oh, our bad. It was just a weather balloon. So anyway, how do you go from a weather balloon to a UFO? But anyway, that's for another story. So let me get back to the timeline of the UFOs that were shot down. So I'll start again. After a Chinese spy balloon was shot down on February 4th, there's been three unidentified objects have been shot down ever since. So I'm going to go through them. Bear with me here, okay? First of all, according to our government's official statement, they are saying it is unclear what the objects are, what their purpose was, or who sent them here. So we know that. Now, this past Tuesday, a spokesman for the National Security Council said the objects might turn out to be a harmless commercial or research effort. Well, I have something that I want to ask. How do we not know this by now? Why are we giving our government all of this time? You mean to tell me they shot down something 2 weeks ago? The very first one, just say? Not forget about the spy balloon. We know it's a balloon. So let's just say that's not alien related. What about the first object that was shot down? What's it take you? 24 hours to figure it out what this is? Where is our statement? So anyway, going off track here. So on Tuesday, they're telling us that this might turn out to be harmless and that it posed no real threat to the United States, though White House officials have said they posed a very real threat to civilian air traffic. Okay. Regardless, the United States and Canada have become very hyper vigilant since the balloon incident. The North American Aerospace Defense Command has adjusted its radar system to become more sensitive, sharply raising the number of objects it detects. So, we know about the February 4th. Okay, so let me start with the balloon. February 4th, a Chinese spy balloon is shot down over the Atlantic Ocean. The balloon entered Alaskan airspace on January 28th and later drifted from Idaho southeast to North Carolina before it was shot down off the coast of North Carolina. So the Biden administration allowed this thing for an entire week to fly across the continental United States. Insane. So anyway, the balloon was about the size of three buses. This is what they're not telling you. Okay, now listen carefully. The balloon was about the size of three buses and was flying at an altitude of 60 to 65,000 feet. American officials have said they believe the balloon was meant to conduct surveillance on U.S. military bases, although China has said that the device was a civilian aircraft that strayed into American airspace. Now, let's fast forward to February 10th. An unidentified flying object, you can look that up, that's a UFO, is shot down off Alaska. A U.S. fighter jet This is the official report, brought down an unidentified flying object over the waters of Alaska. The object broke into pieces after being shot down and was most likely not a balloon, the Defense Department officially said. A White House official said the object was the size of a small car. So that happened February 10th. That's 5 days ago. Okay. Where is our president? What is this object? Doesn't the American taxpayer have a right to know what this fucking object is, Mr. President? You wanted a job. Now you have it. But it's quickly understood by most Americans with common sense that this guy, Mr. Joseph R. Biden, is too lazy to do the work. But is he really in charge? Anyway, so that was February 10th. Okay. Now, February 11th, one day later, a UFO is shot down over Canada. An American F-22 fighter downed an object over the Yukon Territory, which borders Alaska. The object, which a Canadian official described as cylindrical and smaller than the balloon, was picked up on radar last Friday, which was a week prior. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, he had ordered the takedown of this object, and NORAD and the United States took it down, okay? What else? On February 12th, just the other day, a UFO was shot down over Lake Huron. It said an object that first appeared over Montana on Saturday of that weekend reappeared the next day before being shot down over Lake Huron off Michigan. The object, which was flying at about 20,000 feet, had an optical structure with no strings hanging off it, but had nothing what the fighter jets are saying. It had no propulsion, which some of the fighter jets, and you heard from the beginning what I played for you, the report coming from the fighter pilots that saw these objects said that they don't know how they were staying in the air because it didn't show no exhaust fumes. I mean, that's what you get when you see our fighter pilots in the air and flying at a tremendous amount of speed. So where is the White House on all of this? I mean, we are literally having firefights in the sky, folks, over civilian airspace. Look up, research what I'm telling you. It's never happened before. Since when? Since when in my lifetime, over a lake in Michigan, is a fighter pilot fucking shooting Stinger missiles, Sidewinder missiles that have 99.9% accuracy, at an object right in front of him and misses that object? What is going on, folks? I can tell you what's going on. I can tell you why the Sidewinder missed this UFO object. It's because it's an alien spacecraft, because it's alien technology. That's why. And think about it. If this motherfucking ship came, if it's alien spacecraft, it's got to come from fucking light years away, way ahead of our technology. So of course the Sidewinder missed. Of course it missed. We're looking at something that's advanced beyond anything we can comprehend. And you know, some of you listening to me is probably like, yeah, dude, you know, you're going into your conspiracies again. Well, okay, then what the fuck is it? Explain to me what it is. Because why is the White House so quiet? Where is our president? You mean to tell me our president can't take 5 minutes to calmly say, you know what? Or if it's not a UFO, where is our president or the Pentagon or NORAD coming out and saying, you know what, people, we see what's being talked about on social media, right? About the UFO and aliens. Well, guess what? It's not a UFO. It's not aliens. This is what it is. And you think that would go from there and explain. But we have no explanation. And this is why the conspiracies wrap up. I mean, think about it. Biden and the White House have to know what's going on social media. If you scroll Twitter, that's all they're talking about is UFO and aliens because of what's happening and the silence and the secrecy over each one of these shootdowns. There hasn't been a peep. The only thing we heard about was the fucking first balloon, right? But these other three objects are not balloons, folks. Do you hear me? They are not balloons. And the White House hasn't said a word about it. So I guess what are we going to do in 2023? We are going to normalize shooting down UFOs over civilian airspace, and then the president's not going to say nothing? I mean, what's really going on up in our skies? Are we having dogfights with UFOs? That's what it looks like to me, folks. It surely is what it looks like. Because right now, in 2023, on February 15th, we have shot down three UFOs, folks, in the air, and a Chinese balloon. So my question is the Chinese related to the aliens? I don't know. When I'm saying related, I'm not saying like brother or sister or father or mother. I'm saying, are they working with the aliens? Is the aliens working with the Chinese? Do we know? I mean, it may sound crazy, but is it really that crazy? I don't know. What in the hell? Or to be honest, in my opinion, if you ask me, I say the balloon is totally unrelated to these UFO sightings, because it's coming out now with NORAD saying that they've had sightings like this before. So how many sightings have there been across the country? I mean, you see, if you go back and research, people see UFOs hundreds of times a day all over the United States and all over the world. So, I mean, as I've said, they've been here all along. And we can't deny these anymore, okay? You can deny them if you want, but they're here. The aliens are here, folks. And you've heard me talk about this on Ocala Conspiracy Forum. Many times I've talked about this. There's proof that the aliens have been here. They've been here for centuries, folks. And that's just the truth. I know that our government doesn't want to tell you the truth. Our president's not going to come out and tell you. But you would think, as I said, if they heard of if they know what's going on social media, if it wasn't a UFO or if it wasn't an alien spacecraft, come out and laugh about it and be like, you know what? I want all you people to stop talking about these UFOs and aliens because this is what it really is. And show the wreckage. Show the wreckage on TV. Show us what you recovered. Because you know and I know they got it recovered. And they know it's alien. And they feel like they're trying to protect you because they don't want you to know the truth. The government's always been complicit with hiding the truth from the American people. That's my point. And as far as I'm concerned, America is a fallen nation. And I'm not being negative. I'm just laying it on the line, folks. Laying it on the line for you to hear, because your government's not going to tell you this. Fox News isn't going to tell you this. They're not going through a timeline events of this. Even though Fox News is talking about this, the main person talking about this is Tucker Carlson. He's giving this a lot of fanfare. And he wants answers. The American people deserve answers, Mr. President. What are these fucking objects? Are they from China? Are they from Russia? Then let us know. Was it man-made? Was it somebody on a Sunday afternoon that put thousands of dollars into something they made and did this on their own? I don't get it, folks. I don't understand what's going on. So, I don't know. What do you think? Because I know what I think. I believe these are alien spacecrafts. On the wreckage, do they... I mean, I don't know. Did they discover alien bodies like they did supposedly in Area 51 in 1947 when the military found a UFO crashed in the fucking desert, literally? That's pretty much what happened in 1947. So we shot down 3 UFOs. Are there bodies to be recovered? What's going on? Where's the picture of the wreckage of all 3 of these shootdowns? Hell, just give me the picture of one wreckage. Explain one of them, Mr. President. Tell us what it is. I feel like the president has an obligation to the American people, right? He wanted to bring unity and calm people's fears, right? Because they were all afraid of Trump. Okay, so what's the next step? I don't know. I hope that we hear answers out of the White House. You know, I didn't vote for President Joe Biden or Mr. Joe Biden. I didn't vote for him, but you know what? He is my president. He has an obligation to come out and explain this to the people. That's where I'm going here, folks. So anyway, I plan to be back here in the next couple days again and do an episode every 3 or 4 days. I've been slacking, so I apologize. What else? I hope everyone has a good day. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. I hope everybody took care of their loved ones. I got my mom some chocolate yesterday. My mom is 87. She deserves that. So happy Valentine's Day to all the people out there. I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. I hope you all have a great rest of the week. Do yourself a favor. Go to Pasta Fair. Check out their specials. Their amazing BOGO pizza. Buy one, get one. Go on Mondays for all-you-can-eat Zia pasta. Which, what does that mean? It's all-you-can-eat pasta literally for like $10, folks. Seriously. Don't eat all day. If you go for the all-you-can-eat pasta, this is what I suggest, because I'm a big boy. I like to eat, okay? So if I go for pasta, I make it late in the day. I don't even eat breakfast or lunch that day. And it's been a while since I've been on a Monday, but I'm overdue. And I will literally tear that shit up, folks. I will literally have 2-3 plates. And literally sometimes a server on the second or third plate, they're just kind of looking at me like, wow, you ate in the third plate? You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of food. So go check it out. Check out all their specials. I'm not going to go through every single one of them. All I'm telling you is go check out the food. Grab some pizza. Grab cannoli. Just check out their food. You'll like it. So once again, thank you for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. We are one of the top 50 best politically incorrect podcasts. You've heard me say that. And I wear that proudly to know that I'm up there with some big people on a list. I'm on a list of 50 people, and I'm probably the newest podcaster, as if you want to call me that, right? I'm probably one of the newest ones. And I take that, I'm very grateful to be on that list of thousands and thousands of podcasts. I am one of 50 top best politically incorrect podcast. I'll take it, folks. I will fucking take it any day. So thanks again for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast, where I keep it real. Send me any email you want at realnewsocala@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast, folks, and have a great day. Thank you for your support always. Thank you for listening.